Hello, welcome to Telecast with Popey from America's friendliest airport, apparently. I know it's America's friendliest airport because they keep announcing it over the tannoy. This is Phoenix, Arizona, which is very hot. And I've been here for a few days with my colleague and friend Martin Impress. Say hello, Martin.
Hello.
And things might sound a little bit different because I'm in a bar, fancy that, in an airport waiting for our plane to start boarding because we're heading home. We've been here for a few days and yes, we're quite ready to go home now. So things might sound a little bit different because I'm in a bar. I've borrowed a microphone from Martin and it's a Rode, what's it called?
It's a Rode Video Mic Me.
And it's quite interesting because it clips on the bottom of the phone and plugs into the microphone headphone port. And there's also this fluffy, what do you call this?
The dead cat.
Dead cat, that's the thing. There is a dead cat attached to my phone, which I'm speaking through, which hopefully should reduce some wind noise and all the plosives of me going pop, pop, pop. Interesting side note, I did already record this this telecast and listen to it, and it sounded awful because we didn't have the dead cat attached to the microphone, so I've decided to re-record it. That's the joy of this telecast thing. I can just delete an episode and then start all over again because it's only 5 minutes of my life, and it works out quite well. So yeah, this week we have been doing some training and some education and product knowledge transfer to customers and potential customers and partners and all that kind of stuff. And it's interesting for us because it's not something we do so much. You know, we work on documentation and work on working with developers to build snaps and build the snap ecosystem, all that kind of good stuff. But we don't often go to customers and talk to them. So it was an interesting week for us and a little bit different. There's obviously people in the company who do that. They brought us along to do a bit of knowledge transfer. So it's quite exciting for us to get out of the house and, you know, be away from the cats and home. It's a bit of a long trek, 11-hour flight out here. I think it's 10 and a half hours flight back. And we've got our devices loaded up with videos and podcasts and stuff to listen to and watch on the plane. I'm pretty terrible when I fly long haul because I really know I should go to sleep, especially when going from west to east. I should go to sleep because we're going to land first thing in the morning on Sunday, and my entire Sunday is going to be trash because I won't have slept on the plane. I've managed to get an exit row seat so I can stretch out a little bit. But you know what airline seats are like, they're not super comfortable. So we're sat in a bar, have a couple of beers. Hopefully that will help me get in a sleepy mood. It's currently kind of lunchtime here in the States. Flight goes in a couple of hours. I've got some stuff to watch and maybe I'll get some sleep, hopefully. But I just wanted to, while I've got Martin next to me, ask, what was your impression of Arizona in general?
Well, two things. One, it's astonishingly hot here. I mean, it has been like walking around next to an open oven the whole time, like a fan assisted oven.
It's blowing. Like being in one.
Yeah, it's just been heat that I've never experienced anything like before. Really just hot heat, not humidity, just outright heat.
Yeah, funny, one of the bar staff we were talking to last night, and we said about, you know, how unused to this oppressive heat. She said, oh, you'll probably find there's t-shirts at the airport that point out, yeah, but it's a dry heat though, you know, because that's what everyone says. It's, you know, it's hot, but it's a dry heat. And they're right, actually. It's, you know, when you go to somewhere like Florida, where, you know, it's kind of swampy heat, and you get all hot and sweaty the second you step out of the car or step out of an air-conditioned place.
Yeah.
Here it wasn't like that, was it?
No, it wasn't. I mean, we did our longest walkabout today, this morning, at breakfast, at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's absolutely belting hot. But we walked for maybe a mile. Didn't get like pouring the sweaty. Just got hot.
Yeah, it's just ridiculously hot. And it's quite nice actually because we're in a hotel which is near a shopping mall, and, you know, it's got restaurants and coffee shops and all that kind of stuff, which was, you know, a nice way to get a break from the horrible, you know, internals of just being stuck inside a hotel room. It's quite nice to, you know, go for a stroll. But every time you step outside, this wall of heat hits you. And then whenever you go into a building, a wall of ice hits you as the air conditioning, you know, is working effectively to keep everyone nice and cool. It's quite a bizarre place when you look around and see all these buildings that, you know, you think there's all these people inside these lovely air-conditioned buildings pushing out heat into the world, making it even hotter in Arizona. It's quite a bizarre place. But the one thing I will say, everyone has been so nice. The staff in the hotel, the people in the restaurants, like all the people at where we were working. I've just had the most pleasant week. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, completely. Everyone's been super smiley and friendly. We've had a number of impromptu conversations with people we've either met at bars or just out and about. Had one incident with a gentleman who misread a situation. There's a little bit of a row in the bar one evening, but that ended friendly. He came over and we all shook hands and he apologised because he misunderstood. It's been a great week, really lovely, particularly the people that we've been working with this week.
Yeah, it's been a very pleasant week. We're both pretty tired, enjoying a beer, and very soon we'll get on the plane and maybe have a snooze, maybe not. And I'll catch up with you all when I get back to Blighty, where nobody will comment on my accent. Unlike here, where every single person comments on my accent, which is fun. Anyway, hope you're all having a lovely weekend, and see you all soon. Bye-bye.